prayer that I've been in this week, but I know that the Lord is kind to help us. Amen. We're looking forward to revival. Can you say amen? And the devil, he's looking forward to trying to stop revival. Amen. But, amen. Somebody once said, God votes we have revival. The devil votes we don't. But we cast the deciding vote. How many votes we have revival? Amen. Oh, we just started tonight. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. I know that the preacher ain't here yet, but I'd like for the Lord to help us tonight. The book of Malachi in the third chapter. I probably won't preach too long tonight, but I do desire your prayers. We do appreciate you being here. Appreciate Jennifer being here, her children. We just appreciate them being here when we opened up prayer for that other little boy that was in UK. I thought, God, we have evidence right here with us tonight that you can bring them back, amen, and give us a miracle. So he can do it, can't he? The book of Malachi, third chapter, verse 16. The Bible said, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Amen. Would you reach your hands to the Lord and ask God to help us tonight? Father, I do ask you, Father, tonight to come by right here for just a little while. I do need you to talk to me. I feel like that you've been talking to us already. I don't feel like I'm very spiritual right at this moment, but I would like to deliver that which you have laid on my heart in prayer. I pray that you let it go, God, into the hearts and the minds of your good people. God, would you let it bring us to these altars? Would you give us faith, Lord, to hear? Faith, God, to do your will. God, would you send revival right here tonight? If you will, we'll be careful to praise your good name. Let the church say, amen. The Bible said in the 16th verse, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written. I want to preach tonight on God wrote it down. Amen. God wrote it down. I really believe God has a book. I really believe he does. Amen. Cruden's concordance said that this book was a register wherein things were written. Strong said it was a document, it was evidence, and Webster said it was a journal. Amen. God wrote it down. Moses was talking to the Lord in the 32nd chapter of the book of Exodus, and Moses was a man that had been on the mountain with God, and Moses, while he was there, fasting 40 days, 40 days and nights, and seeking the face of God concerning people. While Moses was there, the people, the children of Israel, did sin. And they wrought wickedness in the camp. And Moses had to go back down. And Moses goes back down to deal with this. And then after the dealing of it, Moses, the man of God, is going to go back on the mountain and he's going to talk to the Lord. And up there on that mountain, he begins to talk to the Lord. And he tells the Lord, he said, if you'll forgive them and blot out their sins. And he said, if not, blot out my name also. And the Lord spoke to Moses and he said, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. I'm glad God has a book. Amen. God has a book. God wrote it down. You have heard, you've read the stories in the Old Testament And the names of the books is called the Book of Chronicles, 1st and 2nd. Amen. The Book of Chronicles, the chronicle simply means a historical account of events. Amen. And God instructed that the Holy Ghost moved on men that they would write down those historical accounts. And they wrote them down for a reason. Amen. I like what one man said about history. He said it is his story. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, heaven holds the chronicles of every man. Amen. I said heaven holds the chronicles of every man. The psalmist said in Psalms 56 and verse 8, he said, Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into a bottle. Then he said this, Are they not in thy book? Amen. Tell my wanderings, God. If God's going to tell about it, God knows about it. He knows all about your life. He knows where you've been. He knows where you are. And he knows where you're going. Amen. And then he says, Put thou my tears into a bottle. God not only has a book, but God has a bottle. Amen. And every tear that is shed, I feel like that God captures them. And then the psalmist said, Are they not in thy book? Amen. Now I want you to preach with me just a little while. I want to tell you, God has no need for registers and for documents. Amen. God has no need for them. He knows all the past. He knows the future. He knows the present, and He knows all of them with equal clearness. Amen. God don't really need a register. God don't really need a book to write it down in, but this is after the manner of man to show the infallible security of the divine promises. Amen. Amen. God does things not for His benefit. He's God. But God does things for mine and your benefit. And He wrote the book, amen, and He put all this in this good Bible. He meant not to benefit Him, but to benefit me and you, amen. And when He moved on this prophet here in the book of Malachi to let me and you know that He has a book, amen. And it is a book of remembrance. This book of remembrance, it suggests the special notice of the conduct of His faithful people, amen. Amen. I said it suggests the special notice of the conduct of God's faithful people. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Amen. In Genesis, I believe it's in Genesis chapter 6. Amen. The Bible starts out about how that the man is wicked and the wickedness of the world. In Genesis chapter 6, we find a man named Noah who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And that man was told by God that everything that drew breath was going to die, for God was going to send a flood upon the face of the earth. Amen. And God instructed that man on how to build an ark. Amen. And the Bible said in the Hebrews that being warned of fear of things not seen of yet, that Noah being warned of God of things not seen of yet, that Noah moved with fear. Amen. And prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Amen. Amen. And so in chapter 6, we see Noah building the ark. Amen. In chapter 7, we see Noah going into the ark and the Lord shutting the door. We see the rains begin to fall. We see the ark begin to lift up. Amen. And many a year has passed by. Amen. Since God first gave Noah the instructions, many days and months passed by while they floated, amen, on nothing but just a sea, amen, of the mass ruins of humanity, probably bodies of humans and animals floating up in that water, just no land in sight. Noah sends out the raven, Noah sends out the dove, amen. But I like what the chapter 8 of Genesis says, and God remembered Noah, amen. Amen. It wasn't that God forgot about Noah, but I said this is after the manner of man to show the infallible security of the divine promises, amen. God wrote it down. I said God wrote it down in His book of remembrance. He took special notice. of this good man by the name of Noah. Amen. In Genesis chapter 19, we read about a man by the name of Abraham. And we read about he had a nephew by the name of Lot. Amen. In Genesis chapter 15, God began to deal with Abraham. They come on down through this life. Abraham and Lot split up. And in chapter 19, we find Lot in the city of Sodom. And we find God's anger beginning to get kindled at Lot in this city of Sodom and Gomorrah. We see God beginning to pour out His judgment, or getting ready to, but there's one thing that hinders God, if you will, and that is the man of God standing before God, communing with God, and he ain't communing with God for himself, but Abraham is praying for his nephew Lot. Could you say amen? Amen. And Abraham pleads for him. You know the story, how he pleaded with God, and he came from 50 down to 10, and he left off, and Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Even but in Genesis chapter 19, we read this story, and it said in verse 29, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham. Amen. I'm trying to preach tonight on God. Wrote it down. No, it's the manner of man. It was not that God needed somebody to jot his attention. Amen. But God wanted me and you to know, I don't forget my people. Amen. Noah was my faithful servant. Noah done what I asked him to do. Noah done what I told him to do. Noah was faithful in it, and I remembered him when all the world was destroyed. Even Abraham was my faithful servant, and Abraham done all that he could do, and he prayed. And God wanted me and you to know he hasn't forgot about us. I knelt down to pray the other day, and I felt like the Lord nudged my soul, and he said all the deeds and all the things that people have been doing, from the good to the bad, I'm keeping a record of it, and I want you to go tell my people that I'm writing it all down. Oh, come on now. Amen. Oh, I'm glad tonight to know that all that I've done for the Lord, it ain't been in vain. It hasn't been forgotten about. Even though Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10 says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. God ain't forgot about it. Everything you've done, the Lord has wrote it down. Could you raise a hand and worship Him tonight? I know the devil will tell you it ain't no good, and all this is just a waste of time. But the Lord dealt with your pastor to come and tell you, I got it all wrote down. I ain't forgot a thing about it. You're saying here tonight, you may have said this week, all that praying, all that fasting, all that doing the best I can, it ain't benefited me one bit. I want to tell you, it has benefited you. You've got God Almighty's attention. Oh, we want revival, Lord. We've been a-praying. We've been a-begging. We've been a-asking. We've been doing without food and water while we work through the day and the toil. Come on now, somebody say amen. We've been begging God to send revival. Amen. And a week before revival comes, the devil raises up like a flood, and he tries every way to invade our minds and the privacy of our prayer chambers, and he tries to distract and destroy, and he tries to get right in the home life between husband and wife, and he tries to cause all kinds of hindrances. But God said, I've done wrote it all down. Amen. God saw every prayer that you prayed. God saw every tear that you shed. God shows, God knows every act of kindness. God knows every time you've been faithful. God knows every time. The Bible, did not Jesus say that if you gave unto one of these little ones
upon water. He said, in my name, you will no wise lose your reward. Why won't you lose your reward? Because God writes it down. God puts it in His book. And God one day will repay you. Can you say amen? God wrote it down. We see this illustrated so well. I'm glad for the Bible. We see it illustrated in the book of Esther. We see a man in that book by the name of Mordecai. Amen. We see in chapter 2 the conspiracy of two of King Ahasuerus' chamberlains as they conspire together and get a plot together that they're going to kill King Ahasuerus. Amen. The thing somehow or another Mordecai figures out what they're going to do, and he lets the king know, and this thing is wrote down. Are you hearing me? Amen. I wonder who wrote it down. I wonder who moved on the man to write it down and signed it and sealed it in Mordecai's name. That was in Esther chapter 2. I don't know how much time it elapsed, but then Haman begins his conspiracy, and it involves Mordecai. Amen. But in Esther chapter 6, old King Ahasuerus goes to bed one night. Amen. All of a sudden he ain't able to fall off to sleep, and he can't get that good rest that he's always desired. And as he lays there and can't rest, amen, he desires them to bring the books of the Chronicles and let them read him to sleep. Come on here now. Amen. As they begin to read, amen, instead of falling asleep, God gives King Ahasuerus a big eye. Anybody know what I'm preaching about? Amen. And they start reading, and they get down to reading to the place, amen, where them men had that plot against the king, and where Mordecai figured all this out. And God had it all wrote down. Bring the records. Put all of them on the table, He's saying. I want you to know. Hey, hear me preach just a little while. God's got it all wrote down. Every good deed you did, everything that you've done, God knows about it. Can you say amen? Every time you tried to help somebody, I remember Sister Thelma, my dad, amen, he'd say it something like this, write it down. Riddle dad would say it like this, mark it down in your little black book. Anybody ever preach with me tonight? Amen, mark it down, son, in your little black book. Usually I didn't want to mark it down because I didn't want daddy to remember. Come on here now. Amen. Oh, Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 8, God told Isaiah, He said, note it in a book that it may be for the time to come. I've been a doing good preacher. I've been a trying my best. I've been a praying. And it seems like there ain't nothing coming out of it. I just come to tell you tonight in a little simple message, God's got it all wrote down. Amen. I said just put a note by it. Put it in your book that it may be for the time to come. Are you hearing me? Isaiah said, behold, it is, the Lord told Isaiah, said, behold, it is written before me, and I will not keep silent, but will recompense. Has the devil been trying to tell you, God ain't going to pay you back? You're spending your wheels, you're spending your money, you're doing without food and water, everything you're doing is in vain. I come to not to tell you, it ain't in vain. God's got it all wrote down. God's got it documented. God's got it highlighted. God's got it underlined. God knows. He didn't need it within the moment that you done it. No, you didn't get rewarded. But God ain't forgot about it. And there'll come a day when Genesis chapter 7 will roll by. And Genesis chapter 8 will come to pass. And He said, God, remember Noah. I want you to know you'll come a time. You stood in the gap for your loved ones, and they may go their way, but the Lord remembered Abraham. Could you worship Him right here just a little while? I want to tell you tonight, Revelation chapter 21, can you turn there? I ain't going to preach long. ain't got enough in me. Revelation chapter 21 tells us in verse 27, it tells us about the Lamb's Book of Life. Anybody know about it? I've told you about it. I love it. I believe it just like you told it. Told about that little boy got saved. He's a young little lad and he'd just been in school. And he told his grandpa he got saved. And his grandpa wasn't questioning his salvation, but he wanted that little boy to have a testimony and know for sure. And he said, "Son, how do you know for sure that you got saved?" And he said, "Granddaddy, I heard that scratching sound that it makes when he wrote my name down." Amen. I felt like this week, Brother Mike, that I heard that scratching sound as God wrote some things down. And that lying, black-eyed devil been trying to tell you all week, ain't nothing going to come out of all this. I'm telling you that the King of Glory, He's got it all documented and highlighted. Amen. Tears have flowed from your face. Amen. But oh, God said, Isaiah, it's written before me, and I will not keep silent, but I will recompense. Revelation 21 and 27 tells us about the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. Tell us about the great white throne judgment. And he said the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged out of those things. Listen, which were written in the books. Amen. God's got it all wrote down. The book which contains their name is written in eternity. And the books which contain the evidence of their faith is written in time. Amen. In eternity, God wrote my name. But in this book, every day God writes, and it's an evidence of my faith. I love the book of the Acts of the Apostles. I said I love the book of the Acts of the Apostles. I love how God had this. I wrote it all down. I love how God took notice that God remembers what they did. God ain't going to forget you. Are you hearing me? I said, God ain't going to forget you. God's got it wrote down. Do you believe that? I got to pray and this Lord got to deal with me about this. And I got to wondering about it. And I thought about how the books is written. And they're preserved by God. They're sealed in time. They're sealed day by day. Huh? Let not the sun go down as the warning, because that day God's writing for that day. Amen. They're sealed in time and they're revealed in eternity. You ever think about Jesus and His preaching and His teaching? I love Brother Tommy and the Lord dealt with me. Amen. I don't think that it was all parabolic form. Amen. No. Jesus said it something like this. He said, a certain man had two sons. I believe the reason that he knowed it, God had it wrote down. I don't necessarily think that all the things that Jesus told about was current up-to-date events. I think he was referring to things that had happened maybe in the past. Jesus said it like this, a certain rich man, amen. Even I feel like God had it all wrote down. And he told about another place. He said there was a city, there was in a city a judge that feared not God, neither regarded man. Why? What was Jesus doing? He was taking all these things that he had it wrote down and he was bringing them back. Did you hear me? Amen. God's got it wrote down. God told the writer Daniel, he said, Daniel, shut up the words and seal them. He and seal the book even to the time of the end. Daniel, I don't want you to publish this right now. But at the end of the book, then God told John, he said, John, seal not the sayings of the prophet of this book, for the time is at hand. Amen. Why do you think, preacher, that this world is going to be alright? Not in the shape that man thinks it is, but let me tell you something tonight. Amen. The devil ain't in control. It don't matter to me which political party gets in. Even the devil ain't got this thing in a barrel. God Almighty's in control. And it'll come out just exactly like He said it would. He's got it all wrote down in the book. Amen. Not one jot and not one tittle of His word will pass away. It's all wrote down. I don't know if I'm helping you or not. Sure, I'm preaching to you. Amen. God's got it all wrote down. Amen. I love the old story of the thief on the cross. An unworthy thief. Untelling what all in the world that he had done. And he's hanging on the cross. And in a short time, he's going to die. And the one rails against Jesus. Jesus is between these two thieves, you know. And the one rails against him. And the other said, Lord, remember me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And the Lord said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus dies first. They come around to break their bones because as long as their legs were strong, they'd push themselves up and get another breath of air. Amen. So they'd break their legs so they couldn't stretch back out on the cross. And they'd die of suffocation. Amen. They came around to Jesus and He's already dead. I don't know how long it was after Jesus died that this thief, this beggar on the cross, if you will, died. But let me take you now. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know how long you think it took. Amen. But instantly Jesus is in paradise. And this man closes his eyes finally and takes his last agonizing breath. And the last thought probably on his mind is, will Jesus forget me? Will Jesus remember me? Was it just passing words of a man that was dying? Was I hallucinating to even think that he would care? But the split second when that man's life left his body, I could see that thief say, you remembered. I could see the thief say, oh, you didn't forget me, but you remembered. Hey, when God answers your prayer and your loved one gets saved and your boy and your girl and your mama and your family weeps their way through, look back at God and say, God, you didn't forget. And God will say, how could I forget? I had it all wrote down. Could you praise Him here tonight? Oh, I feel the Lord here. What have you been telling Him? What have you been telling Him? I've told Him things I can't tell my wife. I've told Him things I can't tell my buddies. I've told Him things I can't tell my preaching friends. I've told Him a lot of things. Amen. I've told some people to pray about this. I've told some people to pray about that. Amen. And some told me to pray about this. And we have a tendency to forget. Come on, don't stone me yet. Amen. But God will never forget. Amen. Oh, amen. God writes it all down. And God never forgets what you told Him. I got to hurry here. Amen. Oh, I read about a German writer. Amen. In a fictitious sketch, he compiled a book of pleasant experiences to be read for his comfort at the hour of his death. Amen. Oh, as he lay dying, he wanted somebody to read out of a book that he wrote of pleasant experiences. I want to tell you, not a book of fictitious, but such a book of facts. It concerns us all to write. Maybe not in paper, but on heaven's journal. Oh, when I come down to die,
and I gotta lay me down to sleep, the sleep that I'll not get back up again in this life. I want you, God, I want you to send for the book of the Chronicles.
Should have did better. But oh, if you would, while the death angel comes by, that one old song said, play a little softly. Play it, angel band, play a little slow. While I cross the river to that better land, would you read to me, Lord, from the book and tell me, God, amen, oh, come on now, that you haven't forgot all the hours that I spent studying. I probably got, even I don't know, 25 to 30 little books like this right here. Amen, the handwriting of your pastor. Books on top of books. Sermons on top of sermons. Over 2,000 sermons. I'm not bragging on me. Oh, but I've logged in hours of prayer. I put in a few days of seeking God. I've sweated and told. And I know the devil never gives up. And Brother Tommy, like he fights us in prayer, when I come down to die, the devil will come to stand. And to put out all the wrongs that I've done. But I just wonder, God, if you would have the recording angel that wrote it all down, would you have him to read into my mind? I heard her say about her daddy, don't you see him? Don't you see him? Don't you see him? Amen. As they come pass about, precious in the eyes of the Lord as the death of his saints, do you think that the Lord it's going to let the devil warn you as you go out of this world into eternity? Read to me, God, and read to me, and start out with on the day that I got saved. Hallelujah. Write it down. I remember the hour. I can tell you the time. I can take you to the place.
Would you just worship him? Oh, let me hear that sound again. Oh, when you wrote it, oh, damn. Oh, back in the day when things was important to people. Come on here now. Back in the hour, I'm not kicking you. Amen, but back in the hour for such modern technologies, all they had at the birth, announcing the birth of a child, was they wrote it, Sister Thelma, in the old precious Bible. Come on now. Oh, presented to, and it's got my name by so-and-so on March the 29th of 05. Come on here now. It's got the record. Amen. I've got a little book, Brother Tommy, at the house. Can I preach to you just a few minutes and I'm going to get through here? I've got a little chronicle at the house. Amen. It tells when I stood that night, amen, on April the 24th, amen, of 1994, amen, down in Powell Valley, and said, I feel like God's been a calling me, and I'm going to answer the call. Amen, it's got down there where that I preached that next Tuesday night, and the message that I preached, it's got the time before that when I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 1992. Oh, come on now. It's got the time that I was ordained by men of God. It's got the time when I took my first pastorship. It's got the time when we took the premises of this building. Come on now. And I preached a little message on it shall be continued. And hear me tonight. Amen. As great as I've tried to keep it. Amen. As accurate as I've tried. God's got a better record. And I love that old song. I remember the church getting shouting happy as they sang that song. I'll face nobody's record but my own. I'll face nobody's record but mine. Are you hearing me preach tonight? Amen. God's got it all wrote down. Write it down. Seal it in the book. Amen. The devil may make you feel like you're not saved. The devil may tell you you're not saved. But the devil does not have access to the throne room of God. He may woo you while you're sleeping, Brother Mark. Brother Mark hates him. I love it. Come over here now. And Brother Mark said one time, if the devil could, he'd kill us while we sleep. But the King of Glory dispatches angels. Sure. Sometimes I feel like he has access to my dreams. I know all you dream about sanctified and wonderful and glorious and all that. My goodness, I dream some of the goofiest stuff. Come on now. It ain't always wicked, but it sure is sometimes mighty foolish. Come on here now. Oh, come on here. And he just weary and wool and carry on with all kind of stuff. My goodness, I'm telling you. Amen. But oh, the devil don't have access to my soul. Oh no! Amen. God wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And there ain't nobody can ever erase my name out of his book. Could you say amen right here for a little while? These books are written by us. But they're preserved by God. I thought of the story. I believe Brother Jeff told it. And I don't know if I can get it right, but just bear with me. He told about that man that was in the military, I believe in the war. Maybe back in one of the world wars, I'm not sure. But in a battle, perhaps in a foxhole, in a struggle, and thinking he was going to die. He told God, he said, if you'll spare my life, I'll live for you. You know how we'll do. And God did. And time went on, and he got out of the middle, out of the army, and I guess the war ended. And I believe the story said that someone, I don't know if he was in the state of Ohio, but he went into a little church house where he was pretty much just a stranger. Went into a meeting, sat down in the church, and while service was going on, the Holy Ghost moved on somebody, and they got up and walked back to him, and the Holy Ghost said, I remember what you told me. God wrote it down. I want to tell you on a little different note while somebody's thinking them up a song to come bail me out tonight. God remembers what you told him. When you came to an altar, wherever it might have been, in a church house, in an emergency room, amen, struggling, crying, trying, and you told God, God, if you such and such, I want you to hear me. And God wrote it down, and it's ever before him. Amen. God's got it all wrote down. Amen. All the times. It thrills me. I'm waiting on a singer right here. It thrills me to be able to tell people about our new converts. It really does. I'm proud of all the church. I don't want nobody to get old, ugly spirit about them. I don't think they will, especially me bragging on these youngins here. But I love to tell them how good that they're doing and how that they're being faithful to church and how that they're reading their Bible and seeking God. Oh, it just thrills me. Amen. I want you to hear me tonight as you go on through life. You may wonder sometimes what them people talking about, all that struggling business. What them people talking about, all that deal. There's been times in my life I really felt like, I just kind of felt like God might have forgot some of the things I'd asked him about. I remember a preacher telling about a man in his church, and again, I may not get the story just right. I hope you bear with me. But he said this man had been good and faithful to the church, and as years went on, he got sick, some kind of illness, sickness. Something that really just took a toll on his body, and he wasn't able to go to church hardly any. And he was at home. He was homebound. He couldn't go like he one time went. He had always went faithfully to the house of God. And he said that there alone, and of course not being able to go to church, he probably felt forsaken, forgotten, neglected. Felt like life was going on. And he understood that people had things, but it sure did hurt. And he said one night he had a dream. And he said in his dream, his phone was ringing in his dream. And he said when he answered the phone, said hello, said he heard a voice. He associated that voice with the Lord. But he said about the time that he answered it, the line got real staticky. He just couldn't hardly seem like make it out what was being said. And he said he, in tears and asking God to help him, he said all of a sudden that line got as clear as a bell. And he heard that voice say, I have not forgotten you. God wrote it down every time. I know of a good preacher. He's a friend. He ain't able to go. He can't go like he one time did. And he did for years and traveled and went to great lengths. Even with a lot of odds against him. Put a lot of miles on his vehicle. Gave to orphanages. Done things that men know nothing about. Gave money, helped folks get homes and things that was when disaster come and their homes was destroyed. He done a lot of wonderful things. Now he can't go like he one time did. But tonight if God spoke to that good man, he'd have to tell him, I've got it all wrote down. Everything you've done, everything you said, I ain't forgot it. I have not forgot it. They told me about Brother Lee Strickler. He was a mighty man. He is a great man. Pastored and preached and evangelized. If you'd have ever met him, you'd have loved him. He was a prince of a preacher. The last few, maybe months of his life, he'd had a stroke. He's in a nursing home. They said you could go to his room. He recognized you. You talked to him and said tears would just run down his face. With a stroke, he couldn't even speak. He couldn't say hardly, he might get a word every now and then. Said his dear brother William went and saw him and stood at his bed. And Brother Lee, their blood brothers, said that Brother Lee just laid there and tears ran down his face. He couldn't say anything. But he passed on just a few days ago. Sister Bonnie sang in his funeral. She said whenever they started church and they began to tell about the goodness of the Lord and, you know, of course, recognizing and referencing Brother Lee, said the Holy Ghost come down. And they shouted. And they danced. And the power of God fell. And I thought God was saying, I ain't forgot you. I got it all wrote down. Amen. God ain't unrighteous. He is not unrighteous. To forget your works, labors of love. What have you got invested? How big a book? I've heard them talk about the prayer book. Come on now, I'm about through. I've heard them talk about the prayer book. But I wonder, I'd say some good people has kept, might be unreal. If you could see how many pages are stacked up where mamas have prayed. Prayed. Huh? You hearing me? You see, we have a tendency, preach with me just a few minutes. If you can, say amen.
30s and 40s,
late 20s, we have a tendency, yeah, we're praying people, but it takes a whole lot, come on, good brothers, to rob us of our sleep. Come on now. I know the good mothers wrestle with them little babies. But there's just something about them good old elder mothers and them good daddies. You'd think that the older they got, the better that they could sleep and just not. But them mamas, them grandmamas, while you're snoozing, just taking it good and easy. God's got that recording angel writing it all down. In the wee hours of the morning, the Lord hearkens. He hears. He hears Sister Marie as she prays them grandbabies. He hears Sister Nita as she begged God help her neighbors and her church and her family and her grandchildren. He hears Sister Thelma as she prays and prays. God writes it all down. Won't heaven be just a wonderful place to go? I love to read. Maybe you may think I've absolutely lost it. I love to read. When I get to heaven, I'd like for God to grant me permission. I want to see the splendor of heaven. I want to see all the characters of the Bible. I want to see you there, my family and all my friends. I know I'll never get bored. But God, would you let me in that room? Feel the Holy Ghost. I'd just like to read. He's got every prayer that you prayed in a bottle. That's what the good book says. I'd just like to reach right down in that bottle and pull them little prayer notes out that you sent to God. I'd like to read them. Amen. Amen. I got to close. You see, I have hope that God remembers. Because a few nights before my daddy left this world in that nursing home in Williamsburg, and my father-in-law came and spent some time with us there, and he knelt on one side of the bed and I knelt on the other, I heard my daddy that had been backslid for years begging God for mercy. I looked and saw tears in his eyes. And I hope when I get there, I can say, God, you didn't forget. You hearing me? Stand with me tonight, if you will. I just come to tell you, God wrote it down. This altar's open.
Open my book, Lord, and turn through the pages. Do you find
it's after the manner of man?
I've been faithful today.
Come on. Some of you sisters come pray with Jennifer
and
right here.
And if you find
just come pray with us all
I have walked in a way that
come on
has
come on
pleased
some of you good sisters.
Only the blessing
right
as you pass my way.
God wrote it down.
I need
God wrote it all down.
Lord,
how many races
I've been in this
valley
all day. My soul is dry and thirsty, Lord. Only the blessing as you pass my way. I know you have more children whose needs are much greater. Please forgive me for taking their time. I know I can make it to the end of this valley. Still once more I can see your sunshine. I need a blessing, Lord. I've been in this valley all day. My soul is dry and thirsty, oh Lord. Just leave a blessing as you pass my way. Open my book, Lord, and turn through the pages. Do you find I've been faithful today? And if you find that I have walked in a way that has pleased you, leave a blessing as you pass my way. I need a blessing, Lord. I've been in this valley all day. My soul is dry and thirsty, oh Lord. Leave a blessing as you pass my way. I know you have more children whose needs are much greater. Please forgive me for taking their time. But I know I can make it to the end of this valley, till once more I can see your sunshine. I need a blessing, Lord. I've been in that valley all day. My soul is dry and thirsty. Oh Lord, leave a blessing as you pass my way. Open my book, Lord, and turn through the pages. Do you find I've been faithful today? And if you find that I have walked in a way that has pleased you, leave a blessing as you pass my way. I need a blessing. I've been in this valley all day. My soul is dry and thirsty, oh Lord. Leave a blessing as you pass my way. I know you have more children whose needs are much greater. Please forgive me for taking their time. But I know I can make it to the end of this valley till once more I can see your sunshine.
Would you just worship Him? He's got it. He said, Daniel, I heard you the very first time that you prayed.
I need the blessing, Lord. I've been in this valley all day. My soul is dry. Thirsty, Lord, leave a blessing. You pass my way.
Appreciate that message. He wrote it down. I'm glad he did write it down. I'm glad that we can read about in the Bible the differences of times that he did write it down, Brother Joe. And like Brother Ronnie was saying, that Daniel prayed 21 days, and he said he heard him the first time. I appreciate the Lord that, you know, we pray about it things sometimes, and just seem like you're just praying. And like Brother Tommy was saying earlier, the devil just fighting you. But I thank God he wrote it down, and he tells us that, like Brother Ronnie, I just appreciate that message that, sometimes when we least expect it, we see the Lord move and see Him move, and it's always just right on time. And He's the on time God. Now, I appreciate the Lord, and there's been times I've prayed about things, just laid on my face and just poured my heart out to God, just laying there and just thinking, what am I going to do now? What is it now? Just right on time, just. I can look back and I'm thinking, so unworthy, but the Lord has just been so merciful to me. I mean, I don't deserve not one ounce of it, but I do appreciate how He's helped us. Somebody testify tonight.